This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Darkness comes too quickly on these glorious days of fall. I enjoy the long, dark mornings. My body says to me, Petey, sleep a little longer and then get up, and I do. And these autumnal days leading to winter solstice are wonderful. The light of the southern sun, the long shadows. I want to shoot photographs all day long, but you just can't get it all captured. You can't. It's best to take it all in without racing somewhere to find a camera. Just take it all in, I tell myself. Yellow leaves blowing and falling from ash trees along the Ojolote. My nose can pick up the smell of moisture in a breeze. If it's sprinkled, you know, the smell of wet landscape fills the air. Fallen leaves, old grasses, a rotting log, subtle earthy odors floating across the land. But darkness comes quickly to these days. Darkness comes far too quickly. I get home from work by 4:30, and there isn't much light left for chores. So much galloping around, watering plants and animals, counting poultry and putting turkeys away for the night. And I, of course, get a lot of help from our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley. They love the galloping chores, and Choo-Choo knows how to round up poultry and put them through the gates into their pens. But chores, with the chores done, it's time to enjoy twilight. That hour or probably less of light at sunset. Magical, magical light. Why can't twilight last a lot longer? I grumble as darkness comes too quickly on a beautiful fall day. Oh my gosh, around our 1991 Marvelette near the banks of the Ojolote, it is the season of rubber rabbit brush bloom. Bright yellow clusters of flowers atop tall gray stems. I know, I always talk about rubber rabbit brush in the fall. I can't stop myself. Chrysothamnus nauseosus, that's the name. Chrysothamnus from the Greek for golden shrub. Chrysothamnus nauseosus refers to the very, well, not all the time, but very stinky stems. Stinky? Yes, like sort of like dog poop. Taxonomic terrorists, by the way, have changed the name, the genus, to Ericomeria, but we're going to ignore that for now. And there are a bunch of varieties of nauseosis around the West, around Arizona, and there are a bunch of species, 6, 7, 8 other species of Chrysothamnus or Ericomeria found in Arizona. But listen, rubber rabbit brush loves its uplands, warm days, cool nights, and it loves fall, and it is blooming now. Golden, yellow, floral clusters, and they are covered in butterflies, bees, wasps, and beetles. It is the plant of choice for a pollinator garden in the uplands of southeastern Arizona. It is. Hey, I've been thinking a lot about some musicians. I knew a couple musicians. It was my friends Amy and Derek Ross. They called themselves Nowhere Man and a Whiskey Girl. Amy played piano and sang. Derek played guitar alongside, sometimes singing. More and more he was singing. I heard them only at the Bisbee Farmers Market on wonderful Saturdays. I read all of their other gigs because we were on their bongo hotline, their email list of gigs all the time. I loved her beautiful notes, Amy's notes. It always signed, Love, Amy. When I first heard them at the Farmers Market a few years ago, I was blown away. Blown away. I tipped them. I hugged them. I jabbered to them. I loved their music on market days when they were to play. On market days when they were to play, I'd shout to Ms. Mosquiti at dawn, hey, Amy and Derek are playing. Let's go. Gosh, you know, and as I listened over the years, they only got better. Whoa, I'd shout at Derek, you and Amy are so good, and I'd crush him in a hug. Their music was magical. Their music was twilight. A few weeks ago, Amy succumbed to a long illness well hidden by her music and her spirit. And a distraught and very determined Derek took his own life. And word spread rapidly. And on that day, my friends, darkness came too quickly. Darkness came far too quickly. They were beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they were. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.